So today we're going to play with physical health. But part of the main thread of what I was trying to share is that life will continue to show up. The circumstance changing doesn't mean that all of a sudden it's going to be lollipops and although it could be lollipop and roses. It could be simply by the way that you are reacting to your life, more of a response to life. So in those moments, I mean, I shared with you that huge awakening I had. It was in the midst of, it was 90 degrees in my room. It was loud, which is another piece of the puzzle. I had a financial scare, and I had no internet. Those are the four big whammies for me of terror, of really not feeling safe. And I felt not only safe, I felt good, I felt well, and I was giggling at all of that. So there was that my circumstances appeared to be crap, but they conspired to give me that moment of absolute clarity so that I don't have to create the air conditioning breaking, noisy outside in my new home, of financial upset. I don't have to create any of that to have that moment again. You see this? That's why the circumstances are changing. I know that I'll never have to have a moment like that again of layered upset. I won't have to. And when the little things, I know this, and that's why, that's it. Oh, okay. I'm wondering why I keep saying I know this. So I'm being told that by repeating that, it's allowing you to have a frame of reference to know it for yourself as well. That's the deeper trust. That's that holy, holy moment. That moment of wholeness when we know that no matter what, fine. You've got this. Going to be okay. Circumstance changes now from here. And we're going to do a really powerful little process here. And I gotta look at my notes. I actually prepared quite a bit for this to make sure that I had what I needed for you and for this. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go through a lot of the actual physical body. And we're going to be playing in a new realm with these aspects of us. Instead of looking at them as broken and needing to be healed or transformed, we're going to be looking at them as this beautiful partner that has simply been vibrating to us something that needed our attention. Okay? So we are approaching this from a really new deeper trust angle of perception, of trusting every part of us, including this beautiful vessel that is our body. So we're going to, Tamara said today is definitely a new day. So we're going to just take a moment right now and go into the white space. So if you'd like to move into the white space through the sacred chamber, it is in the sacred chamber. The sacred chamber is the center point of your very soul. If you want to do it that way, you can. And you can also just hold an intention of moving into the white space. For some of you, it's a room. For some of you, it's a huge expansive area. Whatever it is good. So move your attention into the white space, the pure neutrality, the pure still point of love, the place where love is concentrated, where there's no thing there. There's nothing there, no thing there. There's no attachments, no conditions, no expectations. There's just you in your power. So move into the white space now. And feel the chakras immediately align. Feel yourself standing in your power. Feel yourself standing in strength and confidence, trust. That's it. And now as we stand there, we're just going to... Okay, so there's a beautiful mirror that's going to be plopped right in front of us. It's gorgeous, beautiful mirror. And this mirror is going to reflect our physical body. And we get to take a look at our beautiful physical body, but from this place of neutrality, from this place of the divine energy, from the place of the neutral stillness. So from this place we're going to maintain this level of neutral, higher level, advanced observer. Okay, so as we approach that mirror and look at our physical body, we are looking from the perspective of observer. And we're going to see immediately that there are areas of our physical body that have taken a hit from our previous beliefs. So the body is the last to unwind. So it starts with the auric field, and then it works all the way down into the layers, and the body is the last to release. So we may see remnants of old thoughts and beliefs that are held in our physical body. So I'm looking at my physical body, and I'm seeing that my liver has taken a lot of hits. And I'm seeing that my pancreas has taken a lot of hits. I'm seeing that my lungs have taken a lot of hits. I'm seeing that my knee, my neck and shoulders, my jaw. So I'm seeing, and you might sense it, you might see it physically. If you're not a visual person, don't worry about it. Just sense. But just pretend right now, just pretend with me that you are this beautiful observer that has no judgment. There are no flaws. You're just seeing how the beliefs showed up in your physical body. Okay? So you're going to see that. You're going to see how the beliefs showed up in your physical body. That's it. Good. I'm sorry, I've still got a bit of a cough, so I'm trying to nip it in the bud with some water. So excuse me one second as I do that. Good, very, very good. So as you're observing, you get to see, yeah, let's see, that my throat and my esophagus have taken a hit from some of my beliefs. And it doesn't matter if you understand or know what the beliefs are. Just witness your incredible body and how it's, man, it's been so here for you. It has taken up and absorbed the emotional upset that happened from these events that happened in childhood that created these beliefs. And so we just observe in this beautiful mirror our incredible physical body. By the way, we're probably going to go a little long today. There we go. And so as we look at the physical body, and we just notice that there are areas that have taken some hits, and it's not irreversible. It's, by observing it, it's already creating transformation. By seeing the parts of our physical body that have taken the hits, that have become kind of the weakness, we also get to see that we can transform it, because 90% of it is seeing it. We also get to just, my gosh, love our incredible body, who is, as we look in this mirror, we see this body looking back at us, that loves us, that absolutely loves us, that has our back, so to speak, it is our back, that just wants to be in partnership with us, that we see that it's like this beautiful tuning fork that is taking on the energy in areas that can hold it. And these areas have been holding this energy for us. Okay, so we witness this beautiful body that is absolutely committed and engaged in our soul journey. That this body has never once, not ever betrayed us. It's only been almost like this incredible vibrational cheerleader as a vessel for our soul on this journey at this time. And as we look in the mirror and we see that, oh my God. We just get to love our body right now as we stand as the observer, the compassionate observer, observing our remarkable, beautiful physical body. We get to just love our bodies. Oh my gosh, we get to just love our bodies. Oh, and we just get to say to our body, I love you. And we just get to say to those parts that took the hit, so to speak. We get to say to those parts, I love you. So I'm going to say to my liver, I love you. Thank you. I'm going to say to my gallbladder, I love you. Thank you. I'm going to say to my knee, oh my gosh, I love you. Thank you. I'm going to say to my neck and shoulders, I love you. Thank you. I'm going to say to my pancreas, I love you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say to my generative organs, you know, when I had cancer, thank you, thank you. So we just start by the places that have been weakened through beliefs that have been taking the brunt of it. We just thank those parts of us. Thank you so much for holding on to the energies until this moment when I was ready to see what's really going on. Thank you, beautiful body. Thank you to these body parts, these areas of us that have been taking the hit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And just we just get to tell our beautiful body how much we love it. Thank you, beautiful. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. It's making me cry. How much my body has my back. Thank you, beautiful body. Is my partner. See that beautiful body in the mirror is your incredible partner. It has done everything it possibly could to keep us going and going and going. It has held on to the things that we couldn't deal with. It did create weakness, but it held on nonetheless. That's it. That's it. We just honor our body, our beautiful, remarkable, incredible body. We just honor our beautiful, beautiful body. Oh, thank you, body. And we honor those parts in particular. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there's a beautiful unwinding that is happening right now. Each of those body parts are unwinding gently. As we just love them, we flood them with concentrated love of this place, this beautiful white space of concentrated love. We fill the space in these body parts of our love. That's it, good. And watch the love from the beautiful still point of concentrated love. Just move in and love those parts of our body that have been impacted by our beliefs, impacted by the events that were created, that created the beliefs, that created the coping mechanisms, that created the patterns, that created the kind of a hit that the body part took. And I want you to feel this. My body is sharing with me right now that it was absolutely fine and okay taking the quote-unquote hit that I'm referring to. That it's its job. My body is sharing with me so that I could share with you. That it's the job of the body to take on this energy and hold it and quote-unquote take the hit for the team, for the soul team. So we just thank our body and we watch as this energy of love moves into these areas of weakness in our physical body. That's it, that's it. Then we watch as the energy just moves in and concentrates in those areas and just simply loves and honors those parts of us that got held in those body parts. We watch as this refined energy of the concentrated love of the white space moves into each of those areas of weakness that we notice in the mirror. And we can witness this. We can sense this if you're not visual. We can physically watch it in the mirror as the energy moves in and just loves and honors these body parts. and honors the energy that was held there and why, and honors the little ones that were impacted long ago, that created the beliefs that got held in these beautiful physical body parts. And we just watch as there's this holographic, holy moment of this beautiful, beautiful energy moving in and just loving us and 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 loving these areas and loving the little ones that created the beliefs, that created the holding in this body part. And we watch, it's really interesting because I've never done multiple incidences at once, and that's what's happening right now. This refined energy is coming in and stimulating the little ones to receive love and be seen and acknowledged. And in turn is also impacting that body part, which is also receiving that light on the physical level. And so there's this universal, powerful unwinding because all of these body parts that have been impacted are related in the dynamic of the soul's journey. Whoa. Powerful transformation at play here right now. Wow. Oh my gosh. Energy is quite beautiful. I apologize for the tears. As I'm witnessing us all do it together, just expanding the energy so remarkably. Oh my gosh. As our beautiful bodies are honored. And honored and seen and acknowledged. And there's a part of us that gets to say to our body, thank you, and I'm sorry for the hit you've had to take. Thank you, and I'm sorry. Wow, the energy is just so beautiful. And it's happening in part because we're all doing it at once. It's elevated so remarkably. Ah, wow. And we just feel our beautiful bodies and we witness it in the mirror. This unwinding, this remarkable unwinding of these physical areas of our body. And then, of course, in my case, it's the liver and the pancreas and the neck and shoulders and, oh my goodness. And there's this beautiful space being created as this concentrated love moves in and just loves and honors and acknowledges each of these body parts and what their contribution has been and how they've held on to the hurt and the upset, the suffering that happened and the beliefs that got held there. And the remarkable universal unwinding that's happening. And we're in the beautiful peak of this. There's a healing singularity here, a healing pulse. Some of you might feel it. Some of you might not feel anything, and that's okay if you don't feel anything. That's it. Wow. And there's a beautiful resolution. Wow. Oh, and we stand now in this physical body that just created this remarkable unwinding. A simple act of just acknowledging and loving our own beautiful physical body. That's it. Now we're going to do a quick round. Wow, that was something. Thank you all so very much. I would love to hear from you on the comments or if you're live on the forum, what your experience was from that physical healing. Holy cow. There you go. resettling it. That's it. That's it. Okay. So we're going to do now a more precise healing by organ and maybe system. That's it. Beautiful. Okay. So we're going to start by just holding an intention of this loving, acknowledging observer energy. And we're going to hold and coddle each organ in this energy of gratitude. And this energy of, I'm sorry for what happened. And this energy of, thank you for what happened. Yeah. Good. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to move through. I'm going to do it fairly quickly because we just had an enormous transformation around the physical, around our particular version of the physical. Yeah. So we're going to just say to each body part how much we love them, and we're sorry for what happened, and that we acknowledge the hurt and suffering, and we just thank them in absolute pure gratitude, and we witness the love energy coming in and nurturing. So that's kind of the process. We're going to start with the liver. Okay? So we bring our attention to our liver. Our liver is found on the right side of the physical body, right under the ribs here, right here. Right? And it's a fairly large organ. So we're going to bring our attention to the liver. It's one of the most resilient and hardworking organs of the body. So it is very much affected by intense emotions such as rage and bitterness, despair, jealousy. And the liver particularly relates to issues of control, responsibility, and so on. So the liver is also a filtration system for just about everything. That's why when there's toxins, it goes to the liver to be removed from the body. So it is an incredibly important organ and it is a powerful organ to start with. So we're going to just pretend that we can hold the liver in our hands. Okay? We can pretend that we can hold the liver in our beautiful hands. And we can just say to the liver, I love you. We can watch the concentrated love move in from the white space and just surround it and love it and honor it and gently support it, but powerfully support it. And we just say, thank you. And I'm so sorry for the things that have happened in my life that have impacted you. And I love you. Thank you. I love you. I'm so sorry for the things that impacted you. And so thank you so much for holding these things. And there might be a little one in there that's been part of the belief system. And we just say to the little one, I see you and I'm so sorry for what happened. And thank you for holding on to it until this moment. We say to the liver, I love you and thank you. I'm so sorry for what happened. I love you. That's it. Oh, okay. It's moving into Ho'oponopono, which is good. Spontaneous transformation version. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And we watch as this beautiful love liver is just loved and loved, and the concentrated love moves in. That's it. There we go. So we're going to do this fairly fast because it's transforming quickly because of the healing we just did. So we're moving to the gallbladder, which works with the liver, and it's right here on the right side. And it's just to the left of the liver, and it's a beautiful, the beautiful is the gallbladder creates bile that helps with digestion, and it works in partnership with the liver. The gallbladder judges and evaluates, it determines whether your thoughts or actions are righteous in alignment with your highest good and the highest good of others. The gallbladder helps in fulfilling the vision and plans made by, quote unquote, the partner, the liver. In the West, some of us say the gall, which is how dare you. So that's part of the energy of the gallbladder. So when it can be on one side and timidity, fear, and indecisiveness, and on the other side, impulse control, short fuse, and reacting in anger. So that's the gallbladder. So we're going to just hold this beautiful little organ in our hand, and we're going to just say, thank you, beautiful gallbladder. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We watch as the beautiful light from the still point, concentrated love, moves into the gallbladder and surrounds it and loves it and honors it and feeds it and acknowledges it and adores it and cherishes it. And we say to the gallbladder, thank you so much. I'm so sorry for what the things that happened that impacted you. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for what happened. Please forgive me for how my life and soul has impacted you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how you've held on to what's needed. And I love you. And any energies of any little one that might be present, we just acknowledge the little one and say, oh my gosh, I love you so much. I love you and I'm sorry for what happened. That's it. And the love just moves in powerfully, powerfully loving and honoring the gallbladder. Beautiful. Beautiful. And the pancreas, we're going to move to the pancreas down. And I know this is a little bit speedy, but again, just allow your mind to know that I'm tracking the energy of the healing. And so it's happening really, really an accelerated pace, in part because we're doing it together, and in part because we just had that major transformation. Okay, so the pancreas is comes right across the stomach. So it's from it's to the left of the gallbladder and kind of moves across the middle behind the stomach. And the pancreas represents your ability to digest the sweetness of life. It handles insulin. Insulin in the body. It reflects your feelings and behavior in relation to responsibility, particularly how you feel about taking responsibility for your own happiness and that of others. The state of the pancreas reveals how well you flourish in life, how successful you feel, and how joyful you are in your life experience. The pancreas is designed to produce insulin to regulate blood sugar. That's why it's in part related to this notion of the sweetness. Okay, so sometimes it can create a preoccupation of outside yourself, which causes a loss of energy. So that is the pancreas. Okay, so we're going to just hold this beautiful organ in our hand, in our light hand, as we stand in the white space, and we watch as the white space now just loves it, this concentrated love that is filling our beautiful pancreas. With just pure love, and this energy just honors whatever is there, loves whatever is there, nourishes, nurtures, sees, acknowledges, cherishes, and adores the beautiful pancreas. And we say to the pancreas, I'm so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry for the things that may have impacted you. Please forgive me for how my life and my decisions have impacted you. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I love you and I'm so sorry. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for how you supported me. Thank you, thank you. I love you so much. Please forgive me for any way my life has impacted you. And thank you. I'm so sorry for the things that happened. If there's any kind of little one in there, we just acknowledge them and say thank you and I'm so sorry for what happened. And the love is here, the love is here, the love is here, the love is here. And the love moves in. There it is, this powerful healing singularity here in the pancreas. That's it. And resolution. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we're moving now to the stomach, the duodenum and the stomach. The stomach modifies and breaks down the food. It renders it capable of being absorbed before sending it further down into the intestines. So thoughts and feelings can sit here, creating nausea and tension. The stomach reflects how well you're able to digest new ideas and experiences. It's a primary organ of the digestive process. It reflects your initial emotional response to a new situation or idea. So a rigidly tense stomach can indicate a resistance to allowing issues to pass through, holding on to reality in an attempt to prevent inevitable moves and changes. What we are taking in turn can cause imbalance, pain, or indigestion when this organ is out of balance. So that's our beautiful stomach. And so we're going to just hold our stomach, which is right here. It's right here physically. It's just below the rib cage, kind of in that space where the rib cage ends, right in the center of the abdomen. That's the stomach. So we hold the stomach in our light hand. And we just say to the beautiful stomach, oh, thank you so much, beautiful stomach. And I'm so sorry for how you've been impacted by any of my decisions and any of my beliefs. And I'm so sorry. Please, please forgive me, beautiful, beautiful stomach. Please forgive me for how my behaviors and my beliefs and my patterns and my protection mechanisms may have impacted you. I love you so much, beautiful stomach. I love you. I love you. And we witness the beautiful energy of the concentrated love moving in and loving and completely surrounding and embracing our beautiful stomach. And we just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful stomach. Thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful stomach. I love you so much, beautiful stomach. I love you, love you, love you. We watch as the energy moves in and just, oh, there's a beautiful unwinding right now happening in the stomach. Thank you, beautiful stomach. Thank you. I'm so sorry for what happened. If there's a little one at all in there, we just acknowledge any upset or emotional upset that may have impacted the stomach. And we say, we see you. Of course you would feel that way. And I'm so sorry for what happened. And the love is so powerful here for you. And we watch the stomach just unwind. In the face of the light and our attention in love and forgiveness and acceptance. I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm so sorry for what happened. Please forgive me for how my decisions have impacted you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for holding on to whatever was needed until this moment. Thank you. There we go. I'm just tracking the energy. And there's the resolution. Oh, beautiful. We're moving our attention to the spleen. And the spleen is on the left, and it's right up in here, right under the kind of side of the rib cage, side to front of the rib cage. And the spleen plays multiple roles in supporting the body. It acts as a filter for the blood as part of the immune system. Old red blood cells are recycled in the spleen, and platelets and white blood cells are stored there. The spleen also helps fight certain kinds of bacteria and it also supports the whole lymphatic system in the upper left part of the abdomen. It also filters the blood and maintains a reserve of blood supply for the body. Okay, so the spleen and lymphatic system in general helps the overall sense of vitality and strength and enthusiasm on the physical, emotional, and mental levels. The condition of the immune system weakens when you're feeling fear and vulnerability that's in a state of dysfunction. And really feeling power in the vulnerability that we have experienced in this course already, especially yesterday and today, is the key to creating a powerful immune system. Okay, so spleen. So we're going to hold that beautiful spleen in our hand. And we're just going to, oh, wow, the energy is coming in powerfully from the white point. And the concentrated love of the concentrated still point of love is moving in and just Oh, powerful and embracing and loving this remarkable organ. Oh. And we just love this organ and love how it has served us and honored us so powerfully. And we say to this beautiful organ, I'm so sorry for what may have happened to you and how anything in my life has, my decisions, my beliefs, the patterns have impacted you beautifully. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your consistent support. Oh my gosh, thank you beautifully. I'm so, please forgive me for how hard I've made you work. My beautiful spleen, I love you. I'm so sorry for what happened. Please forgive me for how I've impacted you through my thoughts and beliefs and coping mechanisms. Thank you so much, beautiful spleen. And we watch this beautiful love move in. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And this spleen is loved and acknowledged and honored powerfully. Loved and honored powerfully. There it is, a beautiful, beautiful healing pulse to hear as the spleen unwinds through our attention. Oh my gosh, that was gorgeous. Thank you for that. Okay, so we're going to move to the lymphatic system, which is associated, and there's nodes all through, lymphatic nodes all through your body. There's in the neck, there's the terminus is here, there's ones in your chest, there's a lot of stuff under your arms and in your the side of your breast, and then there's a big one in your abdomen, there's some in your lower diaphragm, and there's all the way through your legs, they're all the way through your arms, these little like grapes of the lymphatic system, and they are cleared that they are cleared through movement. They don't have a natural pump, not like the heart has, circulates, and the breath, the lungs come in and out to create a pump. Unlike that, they rely on movement to move. So going for a walk helps to clear. And so what the lymphatic system does is it cleans the blood. It actually cleans the blood. And then it goes out through your urine. So it is powerful, powerful mechanism of cleansing. It is so generous and sweet and powerful. And the lymphatic system is just remarkable. So the lymphatic system encompasses your overall strength and vitality and enthusiasm, as I shared. And so we're just going to see the whole system as kind of a vineyard of these grape-like nodes that clean the blood at every step, right? Okay, so we're just going to visualize this beautiful system that's in every part of our body. We're just going to love our lymphatic system and say thank you, and all these beautiful nodes and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for how you clean my blood and you clean the detox. Lymphatics is incredibly, these nodes are incredible. For detoxing the body. And so we just thank the beautiful, beautiful lymphatic system. Thank you, beautiful lymphatic system, for cleaning me up. And I'm so sorry for how many times I've toxified my system through food or thought or belief. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for how my behavior has impacted you. And it's so remarkable in this moment what I'm hearing is that the body is starting to respond with, you don't have to apologize. Our body is so generously in partnership with us. And so, and that's okay, we still get to say, please forgive me nonetheless. And thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you. And the energy of concentrated still point love is moving in and just nurturing and honoring and acknowledging and cherishing and adoring and healing up this lymphatic system, creating an increase in its capacity to perform. And not that we're asking for that. We are simply loving our lymphatic system. And again, we say, I'm so sorry for what's happened that may have impacted you. Please forgive me for how my behavior, my thoughts may have impacted you. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, here's a beautiful unwinding happening now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for how you supported me so powerfully. I love you, I love you. I love you, lymphatic system. And this love energy is moving in so profoundly and creating this powerful unwinding. That's it. Oh, that was gorgeous. Wow. Okay, so now we're moving to the genitals. The genitals represent the giving and receiving of love in a physical way. They reflect how you feel about your own sexuality and how you relate physically and emotionally with your sexual partners. So bring your attention to your genitals right now and just allow yourself to the generative organs and just allow yourself to just love them and want to say to them, see you. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for how you supported me. And I'm so sorry for how I may have impacted you. I'm so, so sorry for the events of my life and my soul's adventure that impacted you. Please forgive me for how my behavior and my thoughts that fell out of things that occurred impacted you. And there's this beautiful energy of love that is moving into the generative organs here and just loving them, loving them, loving them. There's a powerful energy of winding that's happening. Again, we say, I'm so sorry for how my life adventures may have impacted you. Please forgive me for how the beliefs, the behaviors, and the coping mechanisms may have impacted you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For how you have supported me. And I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you. I love you. You're a beautiful, really incredible healing pulse right now with our generative organs. And then there's the resolution. Beautiful. Moving on to the kidneys. Kidneys are in the back, about mid-back. And we are going to just bring our attention to our two kidneys and hold them in our beautiful light hands. And we're going to say to the kidneys, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you so much, kidneys. And we watch as the healing intensity of the white space moves in and moves in and moves in and loves and loves and loves our kidneys. Oh, I love you, kidneys. I love you, kidneys. I love you, kidneys. And the kidneys filter how we relate to those who are closest to us. We relate to what they hold on to and what they don't. The kidneys also is another powerful filter and detoxer. And it relates to the balance and power and our sense of empowerment in relationships. So we just thank our beautiful kidneys. I thank you so much for everything that you have filtered through. Thank you. I love you so much, kidneys. I love you, love you, love you. I'm so, so sorry for how you may have been impacted by my life's decisions, my choices. Please forgive me for how my behaviors and my habits have impacted you. I love you, beautiful kidneys. I love you so much. And we witness that beautiful, concentrated, still point love moving in and just honoring them and acknowledging them. And there's powerful nurturing and nourishing that is moving in as we are in this remarkable healing pulse right now, as the kidneys unwind. And there we go. Wow, that's gorgeous. Oh, my God, this is cool. Okay, so now we're going to the colon. It's a long tube-like organ. It kind of moves up from your abdomen and then across and then down. And it removes water from digested food. The remaining material is solid waste. It's called stool, obviously. It moves through the colon to the rectum and leaves the body to the anus. So known as the large bowel and large intestine. The colon can sometimes be about unresolved emotional issues that can be reflected in emotional ways of being, like a retentiveness, rigidity, lack of generosity, possessiveness, stubbornness, contradiction, and has a lot to do with holding on. And that's where we get the idea of constipation. So basically the colon has a lot to do with letting go. And it relates to your ability to eliminate what is no longer needed to nourish and fulfill your life. the need to control rather than flow with life will cause stagnancy in the belly. You get the idea there. Okay, so we're going to hold this beautiful long organ. It's quite long when it's all stretched out. And we're just going to say, oh my God, thank you, beautiful colon, for how you served me so incredibly powerfully. Thank you, my beautiful, beautiful colon. And if you don't have one, thank the one that is energetically still there. Okay? Thank you, beautiful colon. Thank you, beautiful colon. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much. And there's remarkable energy of love moving in for our incredible colons. We get to say to the colon, I'm so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry for any way you were impacted through my soul's journey. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for how any of my behaviors have impacted you. Beautiful unwinding happening here. I love you so much, colon. I love you, colon. I love you, my colon. I love you. I love you. I love you. Please forgive me for how you may have been impacted by my behaviors and thoughts. The thoughts that created the behaviors and the coping mechanisms. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how you served me every single moment. I love you, beautiful colon. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. There we go, and this incredible healing pulse. There we go. Wow, lovely. Okay, we're going to move to the intestines. From the stomach, the food passes down to the small intestine, and then there's the large intestine, which we just did before elimination. This involves a process of integration and letting go, not just food, but of feelings, thoughts, and experiences. This process of letting go is restricted due to insecurity and so on, then a holding can take place, as we discussed. Sorry, drinking again to try and stop the coughing attack. Okay, good. So let's place the small intestine is right kind of under below the esophagus. It's on the abdomen here. And so we're going to bring our attention, and it's really, really long if it's spread out. So we can hold it as that pile that's in there, pile of intestines, and we just say the beautiful small intestine, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for how you served me. I love you so much, beautiful small intestine. I love you. Oh my gosh, you can almost feel personality with these organs, can't you? And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for how my soul's journey may have impacted you. Please, please forgive me for how my behaviors, how my thoughts, and from the events that happened that created the beliefs may have impacted you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how you powerfully served me in every moment. I love you, beautiful small intestine. I love you, I love you, I love you. And we can feel again the remarkable energy of the white space moving in and just loving, nurturing, nourishing, honoring, acknowledging. And if there's any little ones in this area, again, we just acknowledge the little one and say, I'm so sorry for what happened. And I see you, and it's going to be okay. There you go. And this is remarkable unwinding and healing pulse happening with the small intestine. And we just keep saying, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for how my life showed up that created beliefs that may have impacted you. It may have created behaviors that impacted you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you so much. Thank you, small intestine. I love you so much. And we watch it surrounded by this light, penetrating down to the atomic level. Loving, loving, loving it. And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, small intestine, for how you showed me every day. There we go. Okay. So we're going to move to the bladder. The bladder represents anxiety and nervousness. Problems with the bladder control are often as a result of anxiety. So basically all the bodily fluids and moves through the bladder here. Okay. Sometimes the bladder is related to holding on to old ideas, fear of letting go, and being pissed off. So let's bring our attention to the bladder. And of course, the bladder is sits right on top of the pubic bone. And we just thank our beautiful bladder. And for those men on the call, include your prostate gland in this one, okay? So bladder, prostate for men and bladder for women. We just hold this beautiful organ in our hands, in our light hands, and we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much. And we watch as the beautiful still point energy of the concentrated love moves in and loves our beautiful bladder. And we say to our bladder, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for how my life's adventures, they have impacted you. Please forgive me for how my beliefs may have shown up, created habits and created behaviors that may have impacted you. I'm so sorry and please forgive me and I love you. I love you, love you, love you, my beautiful bladder. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how you have served me. And I'm so sorry for how you may have been impacted by my life's decisions, by my beliefs. Please forgive me and I love you, I love you, I love you. And we watch as the concentrated love moves in and moves into every single part of it and concentrated in the area of the bladder that needs it most. Thank you, beautiful bladder. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's it. Wow, that was beautiful. Okay, now we're moving into the lungs. Of course, the lungs are on either side underneath the breath. They represent your ability to exchange vital life force, love through the breath. When you're feeling enthusiastic about life, you breathe deeply. Your lungs are full of life without enough life force energy. You become stuck in old thoughts or habits because you're not fully renewing your energy source. Almost any disorder of the lungs can inhibit breathing. Inadequate breath causes the lungs to depress, which in turn causes you to feel depressed or repressed. The lungs are also where grief is held, and the lungs are also the place where emotions are often waterily expressed, okay? So bring your attention to the two lobes of your beautiful lungs and hold them in your spirit hands, in your light hands. And we just love and honor the beautiful lungs, the bronchi, and how the lungs filter. They're so powerful because they bring oxygen into the body. And our mind, our brain feeds on oxygen. Everything feeds on oxygen. It is the life force. It brings the life force in. And it's also another one of those filter organs. So we just honor the beautiful lungs and we say, I love you so much, lungs. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how powerfully and profoundly you have served me. Thank you, my beautiful, beautiful lungs. I'm so, so sorry for what may have happened in my life's journey that impacted you. I'm so sorry for how you took the hit. Please forgive me for how my life choices, my behaviors, my beliefs, and the coping mechanisms that I use may have impacted you. I love you, beautiful lungs. I love you, my lungs. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry for how you may have been impacted. And thank you, thank you, thank you for the holding that you've done. And I love you. I love you, beautiful lungs. I love you. Love you, beautiful. I'm so sorry for what may have impacted you through my journey. Please forgive me for those times when I may have done something that really impacted you. I love you so much, beautiful ones. And I'm just watching the unwinding happening of all of our lungs. And I love you. I love you. And the beautiful concentrated love has moved in long ago and is loving our lungs, nourishing, nurturing them. So like it's as if this light that moves in is this beautiful, soothing balm of nurturing, healing energy. And as the lungs just are bathed in this light, there's a transformation that is occurring as they unwind and unwind and unwind. And we say again, I'm so sorry for how my life's adventure may have impacted you, beautiful ones. I'm so sorry for the beliefs that created behaviors that may have impacted you. Please forgive me. I love you, my beautiful ones. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your ongoing, complete dedication and commitment. There we go. Whew, the heart. So the heart is, of course, the center of the physical body. It is the primary pump of blood that moves through. It helps the oxygen that comes from the lungs move through the system and oxygenate every single part of us. It's a place where we give and receive love, bring true to your heart. It's about your purpose. What does the heart need in order to be fulfilled? It's also about the blockage can come if you care too much for others or find an imbalance there or are too needy. So let's bring our attention to this beautiful organ. And we just hold the heart in our hand and we say to our beautiful heart, oh, thank you so much, beautiful heart, for your amazing, amazing commitment to our journey. I love you so much, beautiful heart. We watch as the concentrated love energy light moves in and just nurtures and honors and loves our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful heart. Yeah, so we just honor the beautiful heart. And we say, I'm so sorry, heart. I'm so sorry, my heart. And, you know, we're also going to address the circulatory system and all the aorta and all the vessels, blood vessels, by the way. So not just the heart, but the entire, pulmonary system. And just incorporating that part. So thank you so much for how you have served me. Thank you for how you have collected and held on to what was needed to collect and hold on. And I'm so sorry for how you may have been impacted through my life's journey. Please, please forgive me, my beautiful heart and vessels, for how my beliefs may have created behaviors that may have impacted you. I love you so much, my beautiful heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for pumping solidly every day, no matter what. Thank you, my beautiful heart. My heart and the veins, aorta, all the vessels of the heart. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for how anything in my life may have impacted you negatively. Please, please forgive me for those times when I made decisions that were a result of past beliefs that may have impacted you. Wow, big healing pulse here. I love you, my beautiful heart. I love you, 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 I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. There we go. Wow, that was lovely. Woo! So now we're going to go to the skin. Skin represents how we present ourselves to the world. It's a reflection of how we see ourselves. It is highly sensitive and extremely absorbent, so it reflects the minor changes in our internal and external environment. Any consistent imperfection of the skin is a sign that we are seeing ourselves as inadequate in some way. Some, you know, this is some other people's material. And the skin is also where we absorb everything from life. So we're going to do the skin and the connective tissue, which is the fascia. So we're just going to see the beautiful skin as a whole. We're going to just thank our incredible skin and fascia. We're just going to say thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful, beautiful skin. Thank you, skin, for being our protector, our armor, and our absorber. Thank you so much, beautiful skin. I love you so much, my beautiful, incredible skin. How you heal instantly. How you miraculously, if there's a cut, it heals. Thank you, skin. Thank you, thank you, thank you, skin. I love you so much, skin. And I'm so sorry for how you may have been impacted throughout my lifetime. Please forgive me my beautiful skin. Please forgive me my beautiful skin for how my life's journey, the beliefs that fell out of events that occurred to me may have created behaviors and habits that may have impacted you, created incidences that impacted you. I'm so sorry, beautiful skin. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how, skin and fascia, for how you protect me, how you love me, how you honor me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much, my beautiful skin. I love you, 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 I love you. Thank you, skin. Thank you, fascia. And there again, we're in another powerful healing pulse, healing singularity. And there we go. Awesome. Awesome. So we're just going to do a quickie on the blood. We're just going to look at all the blood that flows through our veins and just thank our beautiful blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how you circulate the oxygen through us. Thank you, Hal, for how you clean everything up. Thank you, thank you, thank you for working with the lymphatic system and helping to clean out and working with that so that lymphatic can clean the blood. Thank you, beautiful blood, for delivering needed nutrition to all the cells. Thank you, beautiful blood. I love you so much. I'm so sorry for how anything that I have done that has resulted from beliefs I've held that have impacted you. Please forgive me, my beautiful blood. Please forgive me. And the light is just being infused with the blood. It's flowing through the blood. It's intermixing with the blood and just loving the blood. Loving the blood completely. We're now going to move our attention to the brain. The brain, the beautiful gray matter. And we're just going to hold our brain with the cerebellum and the brain and the cortex and everything and the amygdala, all of it, all parts of the brain, the midbrain, all of it is being held right now in our hands, in our light hands. We just say, thank you, brain. Thank you, brain, for providing a capacity for us to have consciousness. Thank you, brain, for the mind that has kept us safe. Thank you, brain, for the thoughts that have created coping mechanisms that have kept us safe over and over and over again. Thank you, beautiful brain, for the capacity to change our mind, to move in new directions. Thank you, beautiful, beautiful brain. I'm so sorry for how you may have been impacted by some of the thoughts. I'm so sorry for what happened that may have impacted you during my life's journey. Please, please forgive me for how my thought, my behavior, my thoughts may have impacted you. My beautiful, incredible brain. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much, brain. Amazing, a force of energy moving in and just loving to the depths our brain. Every part of our brain is now being marinated in this powerful energy of light from the concentrated still point of love. There's a really big impulse of healing happening here right now. Thank you, brain. I love you. I'm so sorry for what has happened that may have impacted you. Please forgive me for how my beliefs may have created behaviors that impacted you. I love you, brain. I love you, my brain. I love you, my brain. I love you, love you, love you, my brain. That's it. Beautiful. Now we're going to finish up here with the entire endocrine system. That includes the pineal and the pituitary, the thymus, the thyroid, parathyroids, and the adrenals that sit on top of the kidneys. It also includes the part of the generative organs are there as well. There's other areas. There's also glandular structures in the pancreas. So we're just going to focus on the entire endocrine system. We're just going to thank the beautiful endocrine system for being the stimuli of healthy function. And, of course, the pineal and pituitary gland are powerful partners that allow a connection with God, that allow a connection with Source. That's it. And we just thank our beautiful endocrine system, and we love our endocrine system. Love it and love it and love it. And thank you so much. And we say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for anything that has happened on our soul's journey that may have impacted you. Please forgive me for how my thoughts and words and deeds may have impacted you in any way that have responded to old beliefs that have created behaviors that may have impacted you. Please forgive me, my beautiful endocrine system. I love you so much. I love you, love you, love you. I love you, my beautiful endocrine system. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how you supported me without me ever really understanding how or why. Thank you, beautiful endocrine system. There we go. And I forgot the skeletal system, so we're going to do that now. All bones. We're just going to thank all our incredible bones. Oh, my God. Thank you, my bones. Thank you, my bones. I love you so much. I love you, my bones. And I'm so sorry for how you may have been impacted throughout my life, through my soul's adventure. I'm so sorry. Please, please forgive me, my beautiful bones. Please forgive me, my beautiful bones, for how you may have been impacted by beliefs and behaviors and needed lessons. I'm so sorry, my beautiful bones. Please forgive me. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your beautiful strength and your capacity to create movement in my life, through my life. Thank you. I love you so much, bones, and the powerful energy of that healing light of the white space is coming in and just infusing into every beautiful bone. To the marrow. Loved. Our bones are loved, 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 and honored and acknowledged by this energy. That's it. And now as we stand in the mirror again, in front of the mirror again, we see a body transformed. We see a body that's been seen and honored and acknowledged. We see a body that is strong. We see a body that can stand stronger, can have more endurance and strength. We see a body that is a force in partnership with our journey from here forward. We see a body that can speak to us, and we can hear it a lot more than we could just moments before. We see a body that we can hear. We see a body that is working together, that all the different parts now in their health can communicate better with every other part. There's no compartmentalization in the body we see in the mirror. And we see there might have even been a physical transformation. There might, you know, it's so interesting when we do this that sometimes the bones in the face actually reorganize. Sometimes the organs reorganize. Sometimes there's instant weight loss. So we see in the mirror the possibility of all that. And we thank our beautiful body as a whole for being our partner, our remarkable, selfless partner in this soul's journey that we are on. Namaste, body. Namaste. Thank you. In deep gratitude, beautiful body. That's it. Good. And now we stand strong in this body. And right now, we can move our body around a bit and say, hey, I know you. I see you. I'm more in touch with you. And the body says, yay, you can hear me. And maybe it doesn't have to squawk so loud to get our attention now. We can feel the space in areas that there wasn't space before. That's it. Wow. I knew this was going to be a long one. So thank you for letting me go so long with this one. That was really profound. So if you would like to, I'm just going to take a few calls today because we went so long. So star 2 will raise your hand if you'd like to share anything or say anything. So star 2 will raise your hand if you would like to share or say anything. If you don't, that's totally cool because we did go pretty long. So we're going to, it looks like it might be North Carolina. Last four digits are 4694, and you are on the air.
Oh, hello, Jen. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Oh, I am just so relaxed and felt such an incredible lifting during that first part where we were healing the old body.
Wow.
It was wow.
Oh, wow. And we were able to zip through the rest of the organs in such amazing fashion, I think, because of what we did in the first round. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful. Cool. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being part of this and co-creating with me.
Thank you.
Okay, much love. No one else has raised their hand. So I guess that's it. That's it for today, folks. Thank you for a powerful day. I love you guys. Really notice how you're moving your body around in the next couple of days. I think it's going to be a difference. Now, some of you might go through a little bit of a detox, so don't freak out about that, okay? Oftentimes, with something like this, I actually experience what I call a liver dump, which usually results in cramps in my intestines and a little diarrhea. So that's just the toxins coming out. So don't panic if that's happening, but you know the drill. If it's super acute and a little bit scary, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Okay? You promise? Okay, thanks. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye now.